The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 3/13/13. Is there some numerical, spiritual, underworld significance to that date? And it's got a lot of 13s in it. Other than that, thank God it's not Friday. This afternoon, I wanted to make sure that people understand this. Everybody's going on a list, right? Yeah, we're collecting databases of information because they hate our freedom. Now, the only people that I see hating our freedom are the people that are taking our freedoms away from us. Not a good scenario. And everybody in the government's getting real, real intense and nosy, and they're compiling databases. Now, I spent the afternoon in J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network people want us to be compliant on AML, or anti-money laundering. And they want to get real nebby. Who's your top clients? That's none of your business. Well, what anti-money laundering? Well, we don't take bank wires from Saudi Arabia, okay, or Saeed. You know, we don't do any banking or any transactions outside the continental United States. And yes, we understand when something looks fishy. We will not deal with a customer that doesn't feel or smell right, okay? We do our own in-house security, so to speak. But more and more, just agencies of the government just want more information just to keep everybody safe. Well, I want you fine folks out there to know that when you do business with this network, and I don't give a damn if you're buying a product off of the store, or I don't care if you're buying gold and silver. Ain't nobody's business but your own. Okay? And we're going to protect your interest, because that is in everybody's interest. I just wanted to relay that to people. You know, some people don't even call into radio shows. Oh, my God, they'll get my phone number. Well, you know, I want to speak about that for just a minute. It is time to set your fears aside and walk and talk like you're an American, like you matter, like our freedoms and our liberties and our constitutional republic matter. You're not the ones at fault. You're not anti-government. Our government is turning into anti-America, anti-constitution. And I know there's a lot of people that don't call into this radio program simply because, well, I don't want to make a phone call because, oh, they might track and trace me. Well, let me put it to you this way, folks. If there's 50 million of us or 100 million of us, and we all want law and order, peace, serenity, honest banking, honest government, constitutional republic back, let's do our duties and our duties and obligations of being true Americans by standing up. It's not us that's at fault here. We're not terrorists. We're law-abiding, God-loving people.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Jim Willie, the collapse is at our doorstep. You've been paying attention to what they've been talking about on the news? Obama? Oh, stock market's up. Oh, the financial shows. Oh, the stock market's up. You know, this is a sign of the economy returning. No, it isn't. No, it is not. Let's jump in the professor's Wayback Machine, 1929. What did they have? Oh, record numbers on the stock market. Well, the smart ones knew what was coming. The insiders, they got out. Everybody else didn't. They were DOA. Basically, the same thing is going to happen again. I mean, I even forget what the guy's name was and what firm he represented on Wall Street. But he admitted that, yes, there's some government funding into the stock market. And that's all that was said. No, there's not some funding of the stock market. That's like saying all these bailouts. Well, there was some money put in by the federal government for the bailout program. Yeah. That's like saying that in 9 months, I was just a little bit pregnant, but I wasn't pregnant enough to come to full term and deliver a baby. Well, Jim Willie with the Silver Doctors a couple of days ago did an interview, and I'm going to do the excerpts of this because Jim Willie, by the way, he calls himself the golden jackass. Self-effacing humor, I love it. And everybody's been looking for the signs of, well, what's going to spell an economic collapse, which we all know is going to happen. Fundamentally, you know, 2 + 2 = 4. Not 2 + 2 = 5. It is what it is. And people have been looking, well, what's the indication? You know, when's it going to happen? I wished I had an FRN note for every time I was asked that question. Well, Jim Willie come up with a scenario that is more than plausible. He sat down with the Silver Docs over the weekend, and he did an interview regarding gold, silver, and what Willie believes will soon be a massive European banking collapse. Now, keep in mind, as I speak, what to do about Greece? Well, their problems just continue to mount. And I think it's going to be an amicable split, or at least one of the agree that Greece should get out and the EU should throw them out before they start bringing down the house of cards that has been so carefully built in Europe. So, Willie states that a global financial collapse is now at our doorstep and that the end game will be triggered by a small to medium-sized bank failure in Europe. He informed the Silver Doctors that the coming European bust will ignite a global gold rush as the only remaining safe haven, and we will see an end to the reserve status of the U.S. dollar, and that will result in the arrival of the gold trade finance platforms. Now, he also discussed the Fed's futile attempts to reinflate the housing bubble and the series of climax events that will bring a breathtaking global financial collapse to our doorstep. Now, the golden jackass states that the coming collapse will devastate everyone in the West except those who are bold enough and brave enough to buy gold and silver. When? Now. The doc began asking Mr. Willie what the most likely scenario would be to be the trigger event for a complete systemic collapse. He says, I don't think we're going to see a default as a trigger event in gold or silver. I didn't say we won't see a gold and silver default. He said, I said that it won't be the trigger. There are just too many deep sources for gold that the central banks have access to. He refers to Basel, Switzerland, the Roman catacombs, and the Bank of England. He says, I think they're pretty close to the bottom of their gold barrel, but they have big, powerful friends in Rome in Basel, Switzerland. Wonder if that has anything to do with the Pope bailing out and we haven't seen any white smoke yet. They're up in arms over in Rome. The trigger is not even going to come from within the U.S. because it's just so controlled. The markets are being controlled from multiple different centers, in particular the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, and some of my favorite people, J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. Now, it's just so corrupt to the core, and we're seeing a blossoming of this fascist business model and the corruption that's accepted. I mean, I'm referring back to what Eric Holder had to say about going after the bankster gangsters and their associated friends, buds, and pals that made so much money off of these mortgage-backed securities. His statement about that is, well, you know, they're big, and if we go after them, we might actually cause a bank failure by going after the crooks that stole so much in the first place. Really? Seriously? Yeah, folks. If you go down to your local Stop and Rob, your 7-Eleven, go in and rob the store. What's going to happen to you? You're going to go to jail. Over what? A couple of $100 maybe? Yeah, because they can't open up the safe. Maybe you can run out with a new stock of Twinkies, if you're lucky, before the gendarmes arrive. But small-time petty stuff. You will surely go to jail. But when you steal billions and trillions of dollars? Oh, well, what Eric Holder admitted the other day was the criminals are too big to go after. And here is the Attorney General of the United States. And on a related note, side note, did you read about the four trucks filled with bodies that happened down in Reynosa Sunday night? gee, I wonder why no news media picked that one up in the U.S. I wonder, could it be because maybe some of those weapons were actually from the Fast and Furious, another of Eric Holder's dreams. That's speculation. I don't know that 100%, but it sure as heck does fit. At any rate, back to the European collapse. The Italian elections kicked out the GSAC's preppy Mario Monti. Jim says, I'm surprised that he's not being thrown off a palace balcony. It's directly in response to hikes that Monti imposed on property tax to finance the bankers. The Italian people have a much more effective political system than the U.S. Italy actually has elected a comedian. This is like electing John Belushi to form a coalition government. Mario Monti is on his way out, and what does that mean? Well, the defense of their dead banks with liquidity lines and property tax hikes will end in the near future. In Spain, you have a new high-level financial corruption event that has paralyzed the nation at a time when they've already seen a string of big financial firm failures. Now, this at a time when they have 25% unemployment. I think that the likelihood of violence on the street is greater in Spain than in any other country. Spain's bank insolvency and wretched unemployment is causing tremendous distress, and there will be a breaking point there. Then in France, you have Hollande, the leader of the socialist clowns, have raised the highest tax brackets. You ready? Remember what I told you, what Dianne Feinstein years ago said? Well, you know, when we tax you at 75 or 80 or 85%, maybe it won't be that high. Well, we're being taxed well over 50% now, depending on who you are and what tax brackets and blah, 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 blah. You know, 50%? Well, guess what? In France, their tax brackets are right at 90%. That means that anybody in France earning what they earn, they're allowed to keep one-tenth of it. I guess they consider that to be disposable income. And the other 90%, or 9 cents out of a dollar, or a franc, however you want to figure it, that goes over to the state. No big deal. We're a good socialist country. We redistribute so fairly and so evenly. Spain banks insolvency and wretched unemployment is causing tremendous distress. The resulting capital flight to Scandinavia out of France is astounding, leaving the nation extremely vulnerable. But is that going to back them off of their 90% tax rate? No. No, it will not. Then you have the German economic slowdown, which is really capturing some attention, which will remove ability and patience of bank rescues. Then you have the London banks, which are joined by French banks in broad, deep exposure to Southern Europe. They've set themselves up to have their heads lobbed off. Now, recall that Draghi solutions like the LTRO were recently insulted by debt downgrades, which was unprecedented. Then you have the U.S. Fed, which is the only buyer of United States Treasury bonds, and the Euro Central Bank as the only buyer of the pigs' government bonds, that being Portugal, Ireland, Italy, Greece, and Spain. Now, here is a note as to the stress in the system. The European banking system received $1.2 trillion swap funds from the New York Fed in January alone. Did you hear my figures? $1.2 trillion on a dollar swap fund in January alone to prop up the European central banking system. European banks are collectively much larger than U.S. banks, but are in suspended animation while the U.S. banks are being supported by narcotics money laundering. Now, a big European bust is coming, and I'll tell you more about this when we get back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So a big European bust is coming. When the European bust event occurs, the mad scramble for safety will be on. And they're not going to be looking for Switzerland any longer because of their euro peg. There's going to be a massive rise in European gold price. And that is coming, and it is going to be staggering, shocking, and not reversible. It will ignite a global gold rush, a massive short covering rally, and a powerful 30 to 50% rise in gold price will come in response to the European collapse. Now, following that will come the arrival of the gold trade finance platforms, gold settlement for trade across the world, primarily, though, coming out of the East. Now, in other words, trade involving two parties, not involving the U.S., one of them being an Eastern nation, and they will settle not in dollars anymore. They will settle in gold, and they will have some help from their friends in Turkey. Now, if you think about this, this is absolutely logical. Gold, they've been suppressing it because the banks have been buying it. China has been buying the heck out of gold. They know exactly where this is going. So they're setting the stage to be able to trade and pay in gold. And the big deal, it is my contention to this day, the big deal with the Middle East and why would so many countries had to be popped inside out is because they didn't want to deal in the U.S. dollar. They don't like usury. Say what you will about the Middle East. They understand usurious practice, and they don't like paper. They want gold. I guess things pretty much started in the Middle East how many thousands and thousands of years ago, and there's one thing that they have kept in the forefront and in their mind for about 5,000-6,000 years is gold is money. Paper is not. Now, you have to look to Europe and not to the United States. The U.S. is a joke in regards to crisis and crisis management, propaganda, the ESF, narcotics, money laundering, sponsored fraud. It's just unbelievable what's going on in the U.S. It's not going to be the trigger. The trigger will be Europe. Now, we have 15 to 20 potential sites to force the breakdown. It's just not one or two. Every couple of months, there are a few more potential areas to cause the breakdown. That's very, very dangerous and new. We didn't see that 3 to 5 years ago. Back in 07, it was really just subprime. We have had about 12 different areas now which are just as dangerous as subprime, and both of them, guess where they're at? In Europe. With QE4 and the recent return to the ninja loans as the Fed attempts to reinflate the housing bubble, the Silver Docs asked Willie whether the Fed would be able to kick the can down the road one more time with the last bubble. This is how he responded. He said they have 15 to 20 fingers and toes, but there are just too many different areas that they need to plug. This real estate bubble is a joke. There is no new bubble coming or even on the horizon. What we've got is the U.S. government has sponsored a whole new round of subprime mortgages. Expect instead of the big banks underwriting them, it's the federal government. And that's what we said on the program yesterday, if you remember. We have not seen a rebound in demand for housing, even though the 30-year mortgage rate is under 4% and has been for quite a few months. And as a caller pointed out yesterday on the show, they want people to refinance. Why? A couple different reasons. You can't do a refi without showing some IRS returns, right? That means you have to be up on your taxes with the IRS. Double plus good for the government, right? Yes, we'll increase your choco rations and 7 grams. You're a good boy. It also does another thing. It gets these mortgages back in line because who the hell actually owns the mortgage? How many times was it sold? 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 times? Who knows? Who knows? But a lot of people made money off of that deal, and these are the people that should be, they should get the knock on the door and go, hey, you kind of got that fraudulently there. Give it back. That is not going to happen. And I refer back to Mr. Eric Holder's response on, well, going after him criminally might collapse the banking system. Instead, you're willing and able to kill an entire global economy because you don't have any guts. What are you doing as being United States Attorney General? You need to pick up your stuff and move to Chicago with your bud Rahm Emanuel or something. You know, or go up there on Wall Street. I don't care. Get the hell out of the White House. What's not shown in the press is it... Gosh. Yeah, what's not shown in the press in this country, right? Is that there's still 10 million homes that are sitting on the bank balance sheets. I didn't stutter. I said 10 million. They're called REOs, and they're selling their REOs on short sales, which are not included in the Case-Shiller Index. All right, we'll take the bottom of the hour break. I'll finish this up. More news and information coming your way. We're so busy covering our butts, folks, we just can't commit. We say, oh, back off, don't bother me, baby. Can't you see I'm working?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Ground beef,
eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Now, what's going on here, it's a parallel of the discouraged workers no longer included in unemployment. They're bringing labor market calculations to the housing market. They're not going to revive the housing bubble for a very simple reason. There's not widespread finance available. It's exclusively coming out of the Federal Housing Authority. The other reason is that the people have a great distrust for buying homes after they saw so many people foreclosed on. Another reason is that the people don't have an income. That would make a difference, wouldn't it? The factors are not there. It's kind of a lunatic claim to state that the housing market is going to be rebubbleized. Not even close. It's going to be stuck in a depression. And Willie was asked whether we face a lost two decades like the Japanese, or what type of collapse what are we going to see here in the U.S.? Well, Jim said, I said this back when Lehman Brothers fell in the autumn of 08. The U.S. is on a path that cannot escape systematic failure and total dependence on the printing press to cover its debt. And for a debt default of the U.S. government debt, which will come in the form of a global conference to organize and coordinate the debt write-down. There will be U.S. military outside the room to make sure everyone complies. You know, there's a lot at stake here. If the U.S. goes ahead with sequester cuts, They're talking about $4 trillion over 10 years. I cannot emphasize how small that is. But let's go through some of the points and why I believe the collapse is at our doorstep. The collapse is happening now. It's no longer ultra-slow motion like 2 years ago. It's a new event every few days or weeks, and the pace is picking up. The extreme nature of the current events is alarming. Just in the last few months, the U.S. Fed announces every month their extension of 0% forever, and denigrating their own exit strategy talk, by the way. $1.2 trillion was doled out by the Fed to European banks in January alone, which I said before. We have the Germans demanding repatriation of their official gold account. That's allocated accounts. And remember, a couple months ago, we went through the Germans asking the New York Fed, hey, we want to see our gold. And they were told, nope, we have your gold. Just take our word for it. That's not making the Germans happy. We have the Italians electing a comedian like John Belushi to halt the property tax hikes themselves that bail out the banks. And this is an insult to their entire political system, which experienced that Mario Monti appointment without an election. We have London banks recently sponsoring a Chinese yuan swap facility, kowtowing to Asia. This is unprecedented. New York will not do such a thing, but London did, which means that London and New York might be a little bit at odds here. We have an attack announced on Mali and North Africa to wrest gold and uranium, timed when the Germans asked for repayment of their gold reserves. The quantities really fit. There was a suspicious comment by the French and the British saying it will be repaid in 7 years. 300 tons of gold over 7 years is approximately what Mali produces in gold that will cover almost exactly the German repayment. Magical, isn't it? That was organized, by the way, by France and the U.S. And how did it come across in the news? Oh, insurgents. Terrorists. No, they're just stealing again. They're just stealing, and they're calling it terrorism, instability. Oh, we got to have stability. We've got to mushly. They're only using that and burning up and churning up bodies, turning them into human confetti because they're trying to cover their butts. Okay? Does this start to demonstrate how the bankers really feel about the population in general as a whole, worldwide? You're expendable as a square of toilet paper, folks. Now, we've had the shutdown of gigantic Mongolian copper and gold mines by Rio Tinto, which is an example of resource nationalism. We have raids larger and bolder on the GLD inventory that prevents a COMEX default and will produce a bigger price discount versus the spot GLD shares. I think it will go down towards a 20% discount, which will cause in itself a lot of problems. We have the U.S. Fed preparing for QE5. That's right, folks. I didn't stutter. And no, I didn't miss 1, 2, 3, or 4. No, a QE5. Or rather, QE187. Or QE to infinity. Give it a name. We have events like the major central banks losing credibility while engaging in open currency war. The franchise system of central banks is being questioned. They're in battle with each other. We have the U.S. facing a fiscal cliff, which forces a quantum leap in job cuts. Let's throw out the recession alert there. We have the Japanese ratcheting up the competitive currency devaluations. And by the way, that's only United States Treasury bond buyer. That would be the Japanese, which doesn't make any sense because they've been in the doldrums now for how many years? 2 decades? But they're willing to buy U.S. Treasuries? And what are we giving them on the U.S. Treasury? I don't know, 0.4%, 0.5%. Inflation right now, folks, is running between 8.5% and 10%. Gee, is that any kind of return on anything at all? Yeah, you betcha it isn't. We have events like the major central banks losing credibility. We have the Swiss managing their euro franc peg, but suffering losses in Japanese and British bonds. We have the Russians hosting a G20 meeting to coordinate the alternative to U.S. dollar-based trade. You think Poo-dee-poo is an idiot? No, he's not. They are not going to continue with dollar-based trade settlements. Not going to happen. We have the emergence of Turkey and soon India as gold trade finance intermediaries. They're going to supply one or two parties engaged in trade with gold so they can make the settlement of a trade. We have the Iranian sanctions coming to a conclusion in U.S. acquiescence. And let me, as a side note, say that there should have never been any trade sanctions put on Iran. But what was the biggest problem that the globe, and specifically the U.S. saw, and also our Israeli friends? Oh, that's right. They didn't want to deal their oil in anything but what? Gold. And that in itself, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you really understand what war is and how you recognize war as being waged. Most people, when they think of war, they think of bullets and bombs and dead people and aircraft and, you know, boats and command structure and strategies and supply lines and all that war stuff. Kind of like an Audie Murphy movie. No. What's been going on in Iran is the United States has been waging an economic war at them. And Iran has found creative ways to kind of sidestep that. Has it hurt him badly? Yes, it has. But you know what has not happened? What has not happened is Israel has not attacked Iran and brought the United States into the party. We have people like Russia and China going, hey, U.S., wait a minute here. Just wait a minute. We have some business interest over there. And we would not take kindly to that if you do business interrupt us with our business partner. We wouldn't like that. So the trade sanctions are starting to disappear. Not that they ever should have been put there anyway. Ahmadinejad, man, is this in the Western media? I have never seen any political figure that I can ever remember that has been lied about so much. Oh, he wanted to see Israel wiped off the map. He wanted to see the Jews all killed. No, he did not. You know, isn't it ironic that you have Christians, you have Jews, you have people of Arab faith, you've got a plethora of people living in Iran of different faiths, and you know what? They're not at war with each other, or the government is not at war with them. People in Iran were living side by side in peace. And that's another thing you can't have. When we're trying to pit Jews against Arabs or Arabs against Christians and, you know, trying to turn this into some kind of holy jihad that whatever God represents, whatever side, is supposed to come off sounding legitimate. And I kept smiling and just tapping my toe this whole time, thinking, I wonder what Jesus would do. You know, I wonder if Jesus likes how he's being portrayed. Well, of course, we know that the Jews don't believe in Jesus any more than the Arabs believe in him. Okay? To the Arabs, he was a philosopher. To the Jews, I guess he was non-existent. Which brings up another side question. Why is it in this country that we keep calling Israel our friends? And the last time I checked, Israel was Jewish, but Jesus is not in their lexicon. So how is it that we can have Judeo-Christian relationship with Israel when they don't even believe that Jesus Christ existed? It's just one to ponder as a side note. That just, you know, whatever. So anyhow, back to the drama. We have the Iranian sanctions coming to a conclusion in U.S. acquiescence. I wouldn't call it an acquiescence. I would call it smart. The U.S. is surrendering to the Iranians. No, they're not. Jim Willie, newsflash here for you, Chief. We're not surrendering to the Iranians. The Iranians have stuck by their guns and basically said, you know what? That is what's happened in Iran. Remember 1953, CIA overthrowing the government. The payback didn't come to years later. Remember the hostages that were taken? Not one of them killed, by the way. Jimmy Carter tried to get him out of there in his failed rescue attempt, and automatically they were just turned over when Ronnie Reagan came in. Remember that one? The CIA toppled their damn government the year I was born. That was 60 years ago. So I don't understand this. That's the one point that I'll take with Jim Willie on this one. I don't see his surrendering the Iranians. I just see the United States stepping in areas that it would not bode well to continue their current course. Let's just put it that way. Now, all these events have occurred just since the new year began, less than 2 months ago. The pace of extreme events is starting to quicken. Extreme events have become the norm, putting tremendous additional stress on the system, which the boys are trying to manage. God bless them. They don't have enough people, even resources, enough channels, and they don't have enough brains to even attempt to pull it off. The managed system cannot succeed. It's too complex. They are attempting to work towards a system of total system management, and that ain't gonna work. A series of climax events is coming very soon. The changes will be rapid and breathtaking. Vast wealth has been moving east the past 3 to 4 years, and with it, great power. Look for some seemingly minor bank failure to cause a ripple effect of deeper damage. It's going to involve larger banks tied with commitments such as counterparty contracts or intermediary supply functions. And things are just going to start imploding. I think vast wealth is going to be lost in the U.S. and the West, except by gold and silver owners. See, this is, you know, gosh. We have been trying to tell people this for so many years. You know, think of you people out there that heeded the call and said, you know what, I think these guys are right for protecting my assets here. I think I'll buy some gold and silver. Good move. Because 99% of America has not done what you have done. 99% of them are still plugged in to the goofs on television, to the pundits for Wall Street, and all the bankers' friends. 99% of America. Oh, gosh. So owning gold and silver will become harder to do because the rules are becoming stricter. Those who have set themselves up in the past few years are going to be the big, big winners. And the ones who are bold enough and brave enough to do it now are going to be glad for their actions. Folks, this is a brand new stuff from Jim Willie. But what have we been saying? Pretty much what has been mirrored in this information. I am literally astounded because Republic Trading Group, we do IRA rollovers, retirement rollovers. And we've had people, oh, yes, yes. Well, I need to get people with $500,000 sitting in accounts. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going to do it. And they start, and they fill out the paperwork, and all of a sudden they stop. And it's going to be people like this that are going to take that $500,000 that they once had, and they're going to see that diminished. Diminished how? Well, it's not the stuff that they have in their retirement account. Yeah, it's being ate up by inflation, of course. We all know that. But instead of buying gold at $1,500 or $1,600 or $1,700 an ounce, they're going to be soon paying, and this is going to happen rapidly. They're going to have to pay double that amount, maybe even triple. How are they going to revalue currencies to gold when there is so much debt? The reevaluation is going to be dramatic. So these people are sitting out there going, well, $1,600 for gold an ounce, that's really high. I can remember. And I think I'll just wait till the market goes back down again. It ain't gonna. Remember what I said on yesterday's program? What you're going to see is an incline in gold and silver prices, and it's probably going to be at a 45-degree angle with no dips and no looking back. I have a family member who refused my advice 3 years ago. And now that family member is facing the conversion of a very large privately managed IRA pension fund into these new special treasury bonds. They're going to cause a real firestorm by the public, and they're going to wish that they had converted their IRAs into a gold account, at least a gold account. Okay, and we don't advocate that. In hand, ladies and gentlemen, somebody, how many promises have been made to you in your lifetime? By bosses, by family members, maybe by your wife or your husband, by your government. People that are just well-wishing and, well, just never seem to come through. What we are suggesting you do is take your future into your own hands. What are you waiting for? And when the bottom drops, the only thing I can do is look down the hole and wave bye-bye to you as you disappear into oblivion.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm back. Open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. We have been trying to explain to people, and they were looking for seminal events. Okay, well, I need a checklist. I'm a linear thinker. I go A, B, C, D. If this happens, then that happens. If that happens because of that, well, then I can expect this to happen. And people were looking for concretes and absolutes. Now, they at least the listeners to this network know what's going on in the economies around the world. They know the reasons why. We have detailed and mapped them out ad nauseum, and that for a good reason. Remember the old saying, just follow the money? Well, we did exactly that. I have been talking about this now for going on a half a dozen years because I saw where the problem was. And I knew the end result of it, not necessarily blow by blow, move by move, but we knew the end game scenario, and it has arrived, just as we've been telling people. I guess people want to play the role of the Wicked Witch of the West and wait for a house to drop on them or something. I don't know. They got to have concrete dropped on their heads, I guess. And, you know, in a way, I'll be honest with you, folks, in a way, I can't really fault that type of skepticism because, as aforementioned, how many times have you been lied to? How many things have been misrepresented to you? What's your trust factor right now? Yeah. But I'll tell you what, if you don't trust us any more than you trust the government, then you're in the wrong damn place. Trust me. You need to be out in the woods, in a tent, with your storable foods, and your backpacks, and your guns, and your weapons, and living daylight hours in a foxhole. Okay? A lot of people took that attitude. I said, no, wait a minute. Quit diving under rocks. The house is not yet ready to fall on your head. You need to be an educator of your fellow Americans. That is your job and responsibility. Oh, I can already hear the arguments going on in people's heads right now. Stop it. It's clogging up my brain. Chuck in Texas. Hello, Chuck.
How you doing today, brother?
Hi.
Hey, you were talking about that TTC report. That comes from the Naval Postgraduate Studies Institute, by the way, which is teaching our flag grade, soon-to-be flag grade officers. Okay, we had that one, and then we had the one that came out of West Point as well. Both of them villainizing you and I.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a look at the authors. I looked up the authors of those two. They're both Israelis. They both were trained and taught in Tel Aviv. And one of them was even in the IDF. Now, what are they doing training our upper-level people? What are they doing in West Point?
I don't know. Why is the United States government willing to spend all these millions and millions of dollars to build the Israeli underground bunkers?
Absolutely.
Something's going on.
I mean, tail wagging the dog, brother. I'll talk to you later. Great show.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate your call. And when we get back, I'm going to give you a little bit more information here on our Mr. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. Hillary got out of town and left Mr. Holder holding the bag, didn't he? And no, Hillary, you're not going to be president in 2016. Thank God for that.
With financial